Hi, this is Roving Jay from the Bodrum Peninsula Travel Guide, and today we're going to talk about FILM, which is an acronym for First Impressions and Lasting Memories. When I wrote my book, The Bodrum Peninsula Travel Guide, Turkey's Aegean Gem, I reached out to people who'd visited or who lived on the Bodrum Peninsula. Among them were authors, fellow bloggers, and people I'd met on forums, whether it was TripAdvisor or one of the many Turkish forums out there on the internet, asking them to share their first impressions and lasting memories of the Bodrum Peninsula with me. And in today's podcast, I'm sharing their film moments with you. Jack Scott, author of Perkin the Pansies, Jack and Liam Moved to Turkey, and also former resident of both Yalıkavak and Bodrum, said, "First impressions, jaw-dropping sunsets painted in luscious hues of orange and gold, serenaded by the call of 1,000 randy crickets. Lasting memories of the unbridled tears of our warm and accepting Turkish neighbours as we said goodbye for the very last time." Maggie, an insurance manager from Ireland, shared the following film moments. "Sitting on our balcony watching the Turgutrez sunset, the view of Turgutrez town as you come over the brow of the hill with the backdrop of the islands and the mosque, the hustle and bustle of the Saturday market and the spicy aromas, the wonderful friendly people, all the beautiful towns and villages dotted around the peninsula, the scenery, the call to prayer, meze, puffy bread. I could go on for hours." Fellow blogger Natalie, who publishes the Turkish travel blog, is no stranger to the allure of the country and shared the following. "The Bodrum Peninsula never featured high on my travel plans. However, now that I've been, I'm determined to discover more about the region. It has a creative vibe that brings out the artistic streak in me. I'm also enthralled by the tales of the history of Halicarnassus and the original starting point of the Turkish Riviera. My first impressions were to scratch beneath the surface to discover the true face of Bodrum. And now that I've done that, my lasting memories have left me with a constant urge to return." Neil, a set painter from Los Angeles, said, "It's a real adventure travelling around the peninsula on a dolmush. At first, it seems like madness at the dolmush station, but once you get the hang of it, it's quite easy. I love visiting the local markets and haggling with the local stallholders. They remember me from week to week and holiday to holiday. And nothing beats our first trip to Yalıkavak. We fell in love with Turkey here, and this town has been the reason we keep coming back." Jack, who's a TripAdvisor destination expert for Gumboot, said, "What do I think of the Bodrum Peninsula? As you know, I love the place. It's diverse, ranging from holiday resorts to out-of-the-way villages. Why do I love it? It's the people, the scenery, the food, and so much more. Funnily enough, when I think of Bodrum Peninsula, I can recall all the different smells and aromas, the fresh fruit and vegetables in the village markets, the different spices also in the village markets, the smell of soap in the hammam, the strong smell of black Turkish coffee, the smell of jasmine as you walk through the back streets of Bodrum, and again, so much more." Wendy, a regular Turkish forum contributor, said, "Although I've travelled to many parts of Turkey, my first view of Bitez remains one of my best memories. It was from the top of the headland which separates Gumboot from Bitez. We looked down on a perfect bay of sparkling blue water, fringed by a narrow beach where yachts bobbed at rest. Small white houses peeped between the trees. It just looked like heaven, and it's been our heaven ever since." Dina, a Bodrum resident and a TripAdvisor destination expert for Bodrum, kept her film moment short and sweet. "Knowing that thousands of years of civilization have walked upon these same roads over the last 3,000 years humbles me." Anne, a Dublin resident and a Gundogan property owner, said, "The Bodrum Peninsula can be many different holidays in one. A quiet, tranquil, traditional Turkish resort like Gundogan, a busy tourist area like Gumboot, the bustling city of Bodrum, beach holiday, sightseeing holiday, away from it all holiday, in the middle of it all holiday. Everything that you could want in a holiday in one place. Add to that warm, hospitable people, great restaurants and shops and glorious sunshine. What's not to like? Fellow blogger Kerry, who's a Turkish resident and also the publisher of Earth Laughs in Flowers website, said, "Being asked to write this short piece has brought back many memories of the beautiful Bodrum Peninsula, the place where I met and married my husband. My first love of Turkey was Turgutrez, and the amazing view as you first drive into town down the hill with a view of the town, the mosque and the sparkling blue sea with the islands behind. Then my second love, Gümüşlük, the beautiful bay where all there is to do is to relax, forget about the world and read a really good book." Wendy, a TripAdvisor forum contributor from Rotherham, said, "The last 2 years we've based ourselves in Torba and are going there again this summer. And we've previously stayed in Ortakent, Turkbeku and Yalıkavak. And we like Torba because it's so tranquil. But only 10 minutes on the Dolmuş to Bodrum for lots more to do if we wish, and then return to the peacefulness of Torba. We also love to get out and about and using the Dolmuş to see how the area has changed since we first started visiting the area in 1995. Kedi, who's a TripAdvisor destination expert for Gumba and Bitez, said, "I've been visiting the Bodrum Peninsula since 1991 and there have been a lot of changes since then. I love it there. I can remember when I first went, it was the meeting of East and West that I found fascinating, along with the beauty of the countryside and the hospitality of the locals. That is something that never changes." Charlotte, a marketing executive from London, said, "It was my first time visiting last year. What I loved about the area was that as soon as you travelled away from the main touristy areas, it was like being in a different country. I know it sounds silly, but just 30 minutes from Bodrum and you can be in the quiet little bay of Gündoğan. Still lots to do, but a completely different atmosphere there." Amy, who's a resident of both Gümüşlük and Bristol, said, "I just love arriving from the airport and seeing the brilliant sea views all the way into Bodrum. Then when you arrive into town, I just smile when I see all the little whitewashed houses covered in bougainvillea against the blue sea and sky. I love the Wednesday farmers market, and it's a salt of colour, sound and wonderful smells. I love sampling the figs and cheese, and I love the way the pastry seller always has a ready smile each and every time I visit the market." Sue, who's a frequent visitor to the Bodrum Peninsula, paid me a compliment as well as telling me about her first impressions and lasting memories. "Thank you very much for your site. I go there a lot. I find it really informative. And last year we stayed in Turgutrez and visited Gümüşlük, which I loved. We went there a few years before, but this time we took the Dolmuş to Gündoğan. I love the idea of walking through the lemon and olive groves between Bitez village and Bitez beach. The boat trips are one of the main reasons I visit, and I love to sail around the little islands. Thank you very much for your site. It inspires me the most to visit Turkey." David, who's the editor and publisher of the fabulous Bodrum Bulletin, had the following to say. "My earliest memories of Bodrum are from the early 80s when I went flotilla sailing as a young boy with my family. You remember strange things at that age. The names of the boats on the flotilla, the famous ice cream sellers ringing their bells in Bodrum Market, buying handfuls of pistachio nuts from the only shop in Gümüşlük using million lira notes, and wading over to Rabbit Island. I was too young to remember the true old Bodrum, and the peninsula I call home is a different beast now, but it's reassuring to know that you don't have to dig too hard to find the old charm hidden in plain sight. Whether it's the traditional breakfasts, the local villagers selling their homegrown produce at the weekly markets, or stumbling across ruins untouched by tourism." Ken, editor and publisher of TurkeyCentral.com, that's one of my favourite online forums for Turkey, said, "On both the Mediterranean and Aegean coasts, from Alanya to Avaluk, I've been to every resort town, from quaint seaside villages to major ports and tourist destinations. Some of these towns, in pursuit of the tourism dollar, haven't planned their development well. But Bodrum has, and it's managed to keep its charm. Bodrum offers everything a holidaymaker or foreign resident could ask for. Besides its conveniences and famous nightlife in the city centre, there are many quiet, clean and more traditional towns nearby. In beautiful natural settings, with clean, sandy beaches and clear waters. Because of its excellent transportation system, you don't even need a car. The sightseeing opportunities around Bodrum are numerous because of its position in the middle of the western coast. I'm sometimes asked, where is the best place to live in Turkey? Of course, my answer depends on what a person wants, but there's always one answer I give to the person who wants it all. Bodrum. It's always interesting to find out what other visitors to the area are saying about the Bodrum Peninsula. So if you have some first impressions or lasting memories to share with me, just send me an email. You can find my contact information over on my website at bodrumpeninsulatravelguide.co.uk. And don't forget, for every podcast episode, I publish a companion page over on my website, which includes links for additional information for any location or activity that was mentioned in this podcast. So thanks for listening to First Impressions and Lasting Memories of the Bodrum Peninsula. Until next time, I'm roving.